Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a duff lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're talking seeds. What about the seeds where we find the difference between seeds that are planted and those that are not? Where before they are planted, we learn regarding them in a mission. If one carries out garden seeds, the standard is less than the size of a dried fig. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said 5 seeds, yet after they are planted, we learned in a different Mishnah. As for the fertilizer or thin sand, the standard is as much as is required for fertilizing a single cabbage stalk. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The sages say for fertilizing a leek, although one single stalk is significant, the required amount before planting is considerably more. Perhaps the same applies by the hides, but the answer is, surely it was stated, Rabbi Papa said, in Mishnah's case where one stalk was significant, it refers to where it was planted, and the other Mishnah required a larger amount where it was not yet planted because one does not trouble himself to carry out a single seed for planting. In this Gemara piece, what I think of when I hear seeds is the idea of potential, the idea of what could come about. A seed leads to a plant. A seed could lead to a fruit. A seed could lead to a vegetable. A seed could lead to a tree or something magnificent, anything Hashem gives us. But when we have a seed, when we have an idea, when we have an invention, or we have something in mind that could bring to the world, we have to share it. It would almost be a sin not to share it. We have to do something with it. Don't keep the seed in your hand. Gemara talks about carrying the seed on Shabbat. But when in life, when we have the seed of an idea, don't keep it in your hand. Put it in the ground, plant it, sow it. Make sure it is able to share with others. It reaps rewards for others. That's what happened when Hashem put the idea in my mind of the Pirkei Avos show, the Daf Yomi show, the Parsha show, the OT show, and now the bi-weekly lecture series, and God willing, the summer mini-series, the BTL. These are all ideas. These are all seeds that Hashem put in my mind, but it had to be put into fruition. I had to put it to use. I had to do something with it. If you have an idea, you have an invention, you have something you want to share with the world, make sure you do it. Don't keep the seed in your hand. Don't keep it in your mind. Make sure to share it with the world. You only are the only one that will exist ever, never before, never again, and no one else now. Only you. You're given talents, ideas. No one else has them but you. You must share them. You must sow them. You must plant them. Make sure to bring it to fruition and make sure to bring it to the world, because if you have a seed in your hand, it has to be planted. It has to be shown with everybody else. Otherwise, it's lost forever, and it would be a great tragedy for us never to see it. So make sure to take those seeds and share it with the world. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 80 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.